Hey, Internet, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet.
That's from I can't remember what podcast
that's
it was.
That's from the Eurovision podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Except with a Scottish accent. Yeah. I've got a lot of things on my mind. You know, it's funny.
I think spring does that to you.
How is that?
Spring into changes.
Spring into bullshit. I'm just springing into bullshit. And, you know, I think this is going to be one of those episodes where we just kind of say what's on our mind about certain things and this and that. We're going to be nice. We're going to be good people because we're, you know, we like to live up to our motto. We are fun. So while we may bitch about certain things, we put a funny spin on it. But before we start getting to the bitching and...
I thought you said we're not going to bitch.
Into the non-bitching, pardon me. It's funny, I have like the memory
You're so confusing me.
I'm going to get right into the meat and potatoes of what we're about. Listen or subscribe to our show for free from our website, tiptaptip.com, or on iTunes. Just do a search in the thing, type in Tip Tap Tip, go down to podcasts. We're there. Click on subscribe. Like the newspaper, we come to you whenever there's a new show out. It's like magic. Fucking magic. Except without all the top hats and wand waving type stuff. You know.
That's the best part about magic.
Yeah, I suppose. You think we should be wearing more top hats?
I don't know. I like the wand part.
All right.
Abracadabra, tip tap tip. On your iPod.
It's like that. Also make sure to catch us when we broadcast our show live, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday, Calgary time. All right.
Mountain Standard Time, isn't it?
Mountain Standard Time. Mountain Time. I think we're in Mountain Daylight Time. It's so confusing with these.
I thought it was Mountain Standard Time.
There's Mountain Standard Time when we're not on Daylight Savings, but when we're on Daylight Savings, it's Mountain Daylight Time.
Well, how the fuck are you supposed to know that shit?
I don't know. I'm very confused most of the time. Anyways, we'll get into what's on my mind shortly. This is just a reminder. I know we've talked about this in the past. It's coming up on almost a month until the Eurovision Song Contest final. I know we've beaten this fucker into the ground, but why not remind you once more? Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m.
And we still don't know what we're doing.
We're going to be having it here. That's fine. Have a thing. Be me in the afternoon.
Eric, I just want to aim big, you know. I want it to be big.
Rochelle's found a...
Let's have it in a field.
Yeah, okay. Let's have it in a field, Rochelle. A field with internet access
with many
and,
people.
and a cord to plug in my laptop into. Fantastic.
And beer that flows from the fountain.
What sort of fantasy world are you living in?
The fantasy world of awesome.
I think there might
and
be
fun.
You know what's happening, Rochelle? I think there might be some leftover pot in that container that you're eating the chocolate chips out of it, and it's somehow affecting your brain.
The chocolate chips are in a bag.
Okay, well somehow...
And I cleaned the container.
All right, well, how about you explain what's going on with that thing?
Well, we have a nice little silver canister. Kind of like what you put coffee grounds in or whatever. And I found it. I've been doing some spring cleaning. And anyway, found it. And it was owned by the tenant who lived here before us, and they just left it. And it used to be where they stashed all their pot paraphernalia.
Fair enough.
So, toss that shit out and then put the chocolate chips in it.
One vice.
It seems like it made sense to me.
It makes perfect sense to me, Rochelle. And, hey, let's go with that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll start things off light and easy. This is this is sort of a funny story I found. Actually, you know, Rochelle, if you don't mind.
Yes, so we'll read it, Eric. Suspect left t-shirt with his picture at crime scene? What? After being released from a North Carolina prison in mid-November, 25-year-old Jonathan Huntley who had spent nearly 7 years locked up for armed robbery and breaking and entering, apparently printed up a nifty t-shirt with his picture and the slogan, "Making money is my thing." The image Huntley chose is a mugshot taken after one of his earlier arrests. Well, how convenient. The t-shirt is in police custody because investigators allege Huntley last Tuesday participated in the home invasion robbery of a Charlotte home. As the robbers fled the crime scene, the black t-shirt somehow fell out of the getaway car. Huntley surrendered to police Thursday night, a day after a Crime Stoppers appeal was made, seeking the police's help in identifying the man pictured on the garment. Wow, you're a fucking idiot, and that's the reason why you're back in jail.
You know what could have prevented
this? So dumb.
You know what could have prevented this, Rochelle?
What, not having a t-shirt with your picture on it?
No, I got having a Tip Tap Tip t-shirt. Instead of a t-shirt with your face, which says, "Arrest me at your earliest convenience," because I'm the one who robbed this fucking place. And yeah.
Kate, you know, I've been watching a lot of Prison Break and stuff.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is so exactly what...
This is what happens when a couple has Netflix and they've cut their cable. They catch up on shows, which are, I guess...
It's so bad because you can just watch one after another.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
My only complaint is...
Okay.
That on Netflix, there's little descriptions of each episode.
Okay.
If you read that description before you watch the show, there's not even any point in watching the show.
Well,
like, especially for Prison Break.
Because it's
like
a big, long, sort of flowing story, basically, right?
So, yeah. And the whole point of watching the next show is to find out what happens. And the description says what happens.
But you know,
it gives a lot away.
What you do
it's
is
not the same as, because I know you've been watching Angel, but it's not the same as Angel. Angel is like, young boy gets possessed by a demon, but it doesn't say what exactly happens and how it's resolved.
Fair enough.
Yeah, for Prison Break, it's like, oh, so and so is captured and this other person commits suicide.
And well, like, oh, shit. Fuck.
Why even watch the show now? Seriously? Anyway. That's my only complaint. Other than that, they chose some very nice, attractive men to be on that show.
Oh, jeez. what is it about you and TV and guys on TV who obviously work out quite a bit and you saying, wow, Eric, I wish you'd look more like that?
I never say that. I never say
what
that.
What do you say? What did you?
I said to you that if I ever ran into that dude from Prison Break,
oh yes, yeah.
I am going to fuck him.
Is that okay?
Just to let you know. Oh, like, yeah, is that okay?
I'm like, I don't know, wife. Is it?
Whatever. You have a few famous people that you've said that you would fuck to, and we both know it's never going to happen. So
no,
whatever.
But we can dream, can't we? Or you can dream.
Yeah, what's that chick's name? That one. Brown Power Lady. Ooh.
I don't know, Rochelle.
Like, you really, if you ran into that chick, you'd want to fuck her?
I've been seeing the more recent Brown Power commercials lately, and she is looking a little bit rougher than I remember her at her prime.
Yeah, but she looks the same.
She's a different haircut. It's just.
Yeah, the hairstyle makes her look kind of butchy, shorter.
Yeah, it's just not the same. Oh, well, I guess there's other things I can fixate on. Oh. All right. Here's a thing which happened actually in Toronto last week.
Today in Toronto, a demonstration with a difference. People marched in defense of a woman's right to dress any way she wants, although that's not quite how they phrased it. Here's Melanie Nagy on the city's first slut walk.
Showing a little skin. Some say sexy. Others say it's asking for trouble.
Rochelle, this is very serious shit. There's no reason to laugh.
Sorry.
Sierra Harris and Maggie Ivasekel are proud to call their look slutty.
I strongly believe in women's sexuality. I think that I can dress in a thong and some tights, or maybe not wear any underwear when I'm wearing a skirt, and that not be a consent for me to get raped.
Turns out, Harris and Ivasekel aren't alone. Close to 2,000 people gathered in downtown Toronto today for the city's first slut walk.
Slut is where we're using it. We're using it to take its power away from it harming us and damaging us and telling us that we're less worth it, that we're less deserving of protection and respect.
The march is a response to controversial comments made by a Toronto police officer. In January, the male officer was invited to speak at York University about personal safety. During the talk, he said that women should avoid dressing like sluts in order not to be victimized.
He felt that he had the right and was not confronted by his partner when he said that. So I think we have to presume that that does represent a significant attitude on the part of members of the Toronto Police Service.
As for the Toronto Police Department, it says the officer's comments were unacceptable and clashed with how members are trained.
Our training includes sensitivity training. We've increased the amount of time our officers and investigators are exposed to training in relation to.
Of course, they got a female police officer to comment.
Yeah, that's
a little less softer.
That's no coincidence. Yeah. Anyways,
sexual assault investigations.
The Toronto police officer later apologized and said he was embarrassed by his remarks. But as you can see around me, that's done little to make the controversy go away. And in fact, organizers of this march say it's only the beginning. In the coming weeks, there'll be more marches like this right across the country. Melanie Nagy, CBC News, Toronto.
All right. Well, you're the only woman in this room right now, Rochelle. I think that I'm kind of interested in your take on this particular issue.
I think it's a pretty complex issue.
But you think we can give it the tip-tap-tip treatment?
Sure.
Yeah, so anyways, I guess this officer said something.
What is the whole purpose of the march is to say that women can dress slutty and not be asking to be raped if they're dressing slutty?
No, I think it's a response to this comment made by a police officer.
Whole march was a response to the police officer's comment?
Maybe. See, this is where I'm a bit. This is where I'm a bit. It's not as clear. I don't know if this comment was a catalyst or either was a catalyst or this march was a response. Regardless, the whole thing. I guess it happened last weekend. Like they said, 2,000 people went out and dressed it like sluts.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they felt that, you know, dressing, you know, however, whatever way that they wanted to dress is not an invitation to get raped, which is makes perfect sense, you know.
Yeah, I'm amazed that people are even still saying that, because that's just an excuse for the guy. Well, he couldn't help it.
Well, she showed an ankle. That's why I had to drug her and rape her.
Yeah.
And leave her in a ditch.
That's I didn't even think people still thought that way.
Well, this is the way the way I see it is this. Rapists are rapists, right? You know, and which means they're shitheads, generally, right?
More
than generally.
More than a shithead. Shithead is pretty loose.
Okay. Okay.
They're fucking assholes.
Okay, they are fucking assholes, right? Now, and it seems that it's not like they need an excuse to rape. They'll find a reason to rape because they're assholes, you know? Like, it doesn't matter if you're wearing, like, you know, your comfortable jeans and, like, a sweatshirt.
No, I don't think it matters.
If they're a shithead, they'll do it anyways, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
But
but the whole, I don't really understand, because this is kind of like the whole feminist thing that me and you have been talking about.
Oh, yeah, because this is funny, because Rochelle and I, you know, oftentimes on this show, we talk a lot of like about poo and barf and crime.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
No, I'm just explaining.
Now you're talking about it.
I'm just setting up a context. Okay. I'm just saying that oftentimes we talk about that, but this is the show where we don't talk about that. because
But you just did talk about it.
Okay.
See? You ruined it.
You ruined it.
You ruined it. Anyway, I'm a little bit confused about the whole issue, because I do think that women should be able to dress how they want to dress. But then there was that one lady who was wearing nylons with just a thong underneath. But that's not even clothing.
That's just making...
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not even an outfit. That's just stupid.
That's making a point, is what it is.
Yeah, but that's just stupid.
What, like it's... Well, it might not be something you would wear. It certainly wouldn't be something...
Okay, so she's just making a point. And I don't know. Like, I think women should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. It's really different when you go to other countries and women are not so obsessed with their appearances as much as they are here. Like, they don't worry about what...
Like for example, which, like, what and how and... Like, I'm just...
I've never been to... Well, okay, we'll say Holland, because I've been there lots.
Sure.
So it seems like women there are not as concerned with, you know, like, if when they go to the beach, they'll wear a bikini and not wear the top part of the bikini or something, and it's just like, whatever, it's okay.
It's the way it is, right?
Yeah, and they're not self-conscious about it. And we're talking to all women, not just young 20-year-old women, you know, all women.
Okay.
It just seems like they're more okay with their bodies. And here, I think the more reserved that you are with yourself, it just makes you unhappy.
Well, I see what you're saying. Like, there definitely is a big difference in the attitude towards, the body. Let's be sort of general here.
Yeah.
In, I guess, North America.
And yeah.
Versus, say, large parts of Europe, right? Like the more European part of Europe.
Like the whole march, you know, like dressing slutty. I don't really like the word slutty. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's not my favorite word. Like, and...
Like, dress... If they made the whole march, like, dressing sexy is okay, fine, sure. Awesome. Looking sexy is awesome. You know?
I guess there's no problem with that. There's that whole argument about reclaiming word, which I'm like, well...
Yeah. I don't like that word.
What?
Slutty. Because, I don't know, that just brings it into a whole different world. Because when you call somebody a slut, that means they fuck around a lot, you know? And, I mean, I understand, like, maybe they're trying to say, oh, you know, it's okay. Women can fuck around a lot. And just, you know, like, it's look at it as a positive thing instead of a negative thing. Because what's like the guy version of a slut?
A cool guy?
Yeah, see?
No.
Well, I don't know what it is.
No,
what would you call somebody like that?
Awesome.
No.
I'm just speaking of. No, but that, I'm illustrating a point in that
a player.
Yeah, a player. All right. Like
See, yeah, and there's no like
I'm illustrating a point in that like there it's oftentimes I will go one way street. Like a dude can fuck around and like everyone will give him high fives and like handshakes and buy him a beer.
Yeah.
The girl does the same thing, and she's known as, like, the town skank, right?
Yeah.
So, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I have mixed... There's just so many things involved with it. Like, I think that since, you know, the invention of birth control pills and condoms and stuff, like, that totally changed the way that it was for women. Like, you know, because we have all these things that can protect us from... you know, unwanted pregnancy and STDs and stuff, like, yeah, it's pretty much okay.
That's what...
And it's the same with guys, too, right?
Like, why do you think everybody fucked in the 70s? Because they could. It was like...
Yeah, because of birth control pills and condoms.
And everyone's like, yay!
Yeah, and so I think that guys and girls, like, we're totally on equal terms, because women, if they don't want to get pregnant, they take the birth control pill and they can have as much sex as they want. It's just as well as guys.
Yeah, like, because I guess, yeah, they can control it as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, guys can wear condoms or whatever, right? But
yeah. So,
but, sort of back to this thing, though, like,
But there's a lot of guys. The difference is that a lot of guys don't feel that way. And if you're slutting around, then most likely, like, the guys are going to not think well of you because it hasn't changed in like in their in like the whole world.
Like what
their viewpoint, guys' viewpoints of sluts has not changed. So I don't know. I guess then that's what the slut marches were.
Yeah, well, it seems like there's a lot going on here. Like, you know, like it's there's so many different sort of issues to kind of deal with this, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's huge.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole sort of reclaiming the word. There's a whole sort of response to the dude saying the thing.
But I don't like the word slut. Like, can't they just come up with another word, a different word or something?
Make up a new word.
Yeah. Like sexually powerful women. That's not one word, but something like that.
It's something like that's already been taken.
SPW.
No, there's sex positive.
Sex positive? What does that mean?
It's like a being. It's like,
I think, okay, cougar is kind of like, has a positive connotation now.
Yeah, you can definitely spin it in a positive way in that, like, here's a woman who's in control, confident in her.
Well, sorry, that's my phone.
Awesome. Confident in her.
No, that's background music, Erica.
Yeah, that's background music.
So what would it be for a younger girl then?
A good younger girl who's
not a cougar. Like, is there a word that...
That I don't think there is. I don't know. I don't know what there is. Shall we think about this?
Yeah, we'll come up with a word.
And then we'll get back to this.
What's a baby cougar called?
What?
What's a baby cougar called? A cub?
No, because the word cub has already been taken. From because you know, you're familiar with the term bear, right? When it's referring to burly gay dudes, the word cub is like a younger version of like a burly gay dude.
Well, so what is a baby cougar called though? Is it called a cub?
I don't think there is such a thing. It's just no, because the whole cougar thing has everything to do with age, right? Like, you know.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of whatever.
You're just talking out loud, you know.
Oh, you just don't understand.
I'm just being a piece of shit.
You are being a piece of shit. I think I need to watch more nature channels. I don't know anything about animals. I just eat them.
You think watching nature channels will give you a better perspective on what's going on in the slut walk?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, Rochelle?
I don't know.
Let's move on. Unless you have
sure. If there was a slut walk in Calgary,
would you participate?
I might have participated before, but not. I don't really feel like doing that now. I would have participated in my slutty days. I would have participated, but in my married days, I don't know.
Because
if I was to march in a slut march and then people would be like, oh yeah, awesome. But then I'd be like, yeah, I'm married. And then they'd be like, well, you're not a slut anymore then. So
I think married women can also be sluts.
No, but you can. That's not like a good thing, though. Like to be a married person and to be like.
So then you're an adulterer.
Yeah.
Right, which is a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah. So I don't think that I could. If it was sexy women power march, fuck yeah, totally.
I'll give our listeners a clue as to some of the things that Rochelle and I. One of the things that Rochelle and I talk about in depth. When we're not on the show, here it is in two words, women's issues.
Oh, come on. When you say issues, that makes it sounds like bad.
No, I'm just...
We've been talking a lot about women's feminism, new feminism, and what feminism is and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting.
It's always an excuse to play this song.
I like it. You like talking about that stuff.
Because you like talking about it too, so.
Well, you like talking about it too, though. You know what's happening this Friday in Calgary?
What's happening?
There is a women's Alberta Women and Entrepreneurs is doing an entrepreneurial meetup downtown Stephen Avenue, 12 o'clock noon this Friday, April 8th. And they're going to be marching and just bringing more awareness to women entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah, that thing that you did.
Okay. Well, those are the people that helped me start the business, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool. But when you own your own business, you actually have to be there and work. So I don't know how they do that. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. I'll totally go. And then I was like, ah, shit. I gotta work.
All right. Here's
Well, you're looking at a picture of a girl's tits.
Oh.
That's a pretty slutty outfit.
But that actually ties into something else. This is actually
bad. I wonder if, for the slut march, if you could walk around topless. Probably not, hey? Is that illegal or is it legal? I thought it was made legal.
I don't know, to be honest.
And I'd be scared to walk around topless in Calgary.
Woman attacks painting at the National Gallery. A Paul Gauguin painting of two topless Tahitian women was attacked on Friday by an angry National Gallery visitor who pounded on the artwork, shouting, "This is evil." She was really pounding at it with her fists. It was like this weird, surreal scene that one doesn't expect. At the gallery, the unidentified woman tried to pull the painting, two Tahitian women, off the wall before another visitor at the museum tackled her, said the witness. She immediately was arrested by federal officers. No damage to the 1899 painting was immediately apparent, but it will be carefully examined today, said a museum spokeswoman. The painting was covered with clear plastic when it was attacked. The woman has been charged with destruction of property and attempted theft. According to the court papers, Burns told an investigator, "I feel that this is the woman who attacked." According to the court papers, she told the investigator, "I feel that Gauguin is evil. He has nudity, and it is bad for the children. He has two women in the painting, and that's very homosexual."
Wow.
Because she didn't like painting.
People are really, really conservative. I mean, it's just tits.
It's just tits, man. I don't know. It's a gallery. There's all sorts of naked shit.
It's art. Like, art has lots of nudity in it. Even photography has tons of nudity. I don't know. Like, it's not like... Kate, it's not... I don't even understand how she said it's homosexual. These women are just standing next to each other.
One is holding.
You know, my viewpoint is that lady's gay. That lady is totally gay. Because the only way that you can look at this and think that it's bad is if you're turned on by it.
No, she's actually kind of crazy. There's a further quote from her in the article, which I pulled this from, in that she also believed that like radio signals were being sent to her brain. So that being said, I'm like, I'm willing to let the attack on the painting slide because you kind of got the crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
So I was like, all right, well.
It's a good thing they have the paintings protected well enough for crazy people to bang on them and not ruin it. 1899. Like,
yeah,
that's like
and it's actually
really old.
I'm familiar with the painting actually just because I think.
Well, just you probably liked it in art history. You were like, I'll remember that one.
I'll remember that one. Yeah, no. Yeah, well, from art history class, you know, because we know the story of like Paul Gauguin. He went to Tahiti and painted all the Tahitian women, blah, blah, blah.
So when you were at art school and you were painting naked ladies, did you get hard-ons?
No, because it's, first of all, you're doing like a still life for like, an hour, 45 minutes at a stretch. Like, you know, like the first time that I ever drew like a naked woman in art school is like a huge novelty. It's like, ooh, I'm drawing a naked woman. But then like, you know, the 45 minute mark rolls around and you're just like, oh, I'm drawing this thing. And it's, you know, you totally lose, it totally loses its context real quick.
Yeah.
It's just this fucking shape that you're drawing and, trying to reproduce on a piece of paper.
Yeah, no, I agree. Do you think, I think that if people were shown nudity as much as like artists are shown nudity, then people would just be able to look at nudity differently, like as something beautiful instead of something evil and bad.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just, I guess from like an early, age, it's always like this thing which like you protect some kid or child against, right? Like, you know, they can watch like a million, like they can watch like people with guns blowing the fuck out of each other.
No, and not just TV though. Like even with their parents walking around naked in front of them or whatever, and just being growing up in an environment where it's okay. It's not like something, it's not something that you hide and you're like, no, don't show that. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that's
not total, like a nudist colony, but
you know, sometimes it's hot.
Yeah.
And you just gotta air your shit out.
Yeah.
And who cares if whoever's around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's just that sort of attitude, right? You know, I don't know if I could do it, but that's probably because I've been raised with that sort of social awkwardness when it comes to the whole, and it's hard a thing to shake, right?
What would be naked?
Just being comfortably naked around like anybody. I can be
no, but you were talking like comfortably naked. I'm not talking about like going to like a nudist beach.
Yeah.
Although I think that would be fun.
I've been.
It will be the same as drawing a naked person. Like, no, but you didn't go naked, Eric.
No, I didn't.
You were like the asshole with clothes on staring at the naked people. Those are the people that the naked people don't like.
I know. I was a piece of shit. It's a total...
No, like, I think it would be the same as drawing a naked person in art school where, like, the first minute you're, like, kind of feeling awkward. And then after that, you feel comfortable.
I'm sure that if I did it now, like, if I went to, like, a nude beach now, I would just probably, it's exactly like you said. I would just be, it wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, like, springing like a fucking huge hard on and then have to explain it to you. That would be, because it's not like, okay, let me say this.
is that what you're worried about?
Okay.
Can't you control that shit? Like, just be like, no, boner, stay down.
Bad dog. You don't like like the only way I could is if I started like mentally trying to like count all the prime numbers in my head, and I don't think that's gonna happen because like, I can't get past like
that's what the ocean is for. And you jump in the ocean, you know.
Well, what I was gonna
feed the fishes.
But what I was gonna say is like dudes have like a huge disadvantage because there's a very like you know they can be visibly turned on, whereas women is it's not. As apparent.
Okay. Yeah, except when your nipples get hard. And that the funny thing is...
Then you like, can say, oh, it's a fucking breeze, right?
Most of the time, when women's nipples get hard, it is. It's the weather. Like, it really is. Or else, like, fabric rubbing against them or something. Like, it's not the same as a boner. It's not, like... It doesn't work
I can't use that excuse. I was like, well, you know, the linen was rubbing up against my crotch, which is why I'm sporting this huge fucking hog right now, and I apologize.
No, but seriously, jump in the ocean. You just jump in the ocean, get rid of it, and come back out. Yeah. That's what I would do. Like,
but problem is, if it's a crowded nude beach and you're far away from the ocean, how does one get...
Run.
bouncy. Yeah, okay.
All right. I don't know.
I'm sure I could do it. I just have to remember my prime numbers.
Exactly.
1, 3, 7, 11.
Okay, that's just 13. Really, you don't need to voice it.
17.
Shut up. Shut up. Stop it.
23.
Stop it. You're such a nerd. I don't even know what you're talking
31.
About.
31.
Prime numbers. What does that mean?
Numbers that can only be divided by themselves and one.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I care if I'm trying to get rid of a boner.
Yeah, but you're not right now, so let's not talk about that.
This is, okay, Rochelle's...
Do you have another story, Eric?
Oh, what? You don't like my stories?
No.
All right, well, fine, Rochelle.
No, I just don't like your counting shit.
Oh, you don't like it when I count prime numbers?
No, you, like, totally lose, like, 100 listeners by doing that.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this.
This is my room. I'm a fan of Spider-Man's and like the other superheroes?
Look around his bedroom. You see a typical 8-year-old boy.
Hi.
There's another side of Aiden you won't find here. You'll find it in the pages of this Lakewood police report.
They were so frightened of this 8-year-old child.
The report says Aiden threw a violent temper tantrum in his classroom in February, even ripping the wood trim off the walls.
I wanted to make something sharp for, like, if they came out, because I was so mad at them.
The officers told him to drop it. He wouldn't.
He was creating a weapon. A sharp weapon in case anybody came in and got him.
He is fucked.
Just wait, it gets better.
That's when Aiden, 4 feet tall and 82 pounds, was
pepper sprayed. It burned my eyes, so I couldn't see.
Lakewood police spokesman Steve Davis says,
our officers had to do something to defuse the situation in a hurry before someone got hurt.
Aiden's mom, Mandy, thinks her son was treated
like a common criminal. I mean, I'm sure what he was doing wasn't right, but he's 8 years old.
Mandy thinks police should have tried talking to her son. She admit.
Okay, these must be the shittiest fucking police in the entire world. One hand tied behind my back, I could deal with an 8-year-old.
Yeah, Eric, they move really fast.
He's fucking 8.
They're slippery, sly little fuckers. Like,
one punch and the fucker's down.
They probably didn't. It's better for them to do pepper spray than to punch him, because then it would
okay,
be bodily harm.
Okay,
pepper spray is just a way to like defuse the situation, end it, so nobody actually gets hurt.
Hold on, I'm just saying, no, the police shouldn't punch him. I would punch that fucker. The police will, but I'm just saying, okay, if a bunch of police cannot apprehend an 8-year-old.
That's the way that police apprehend an 8-year-old.
Well, they're shitty police. I can catch an 8-year-old.
I think it's fine. The kid was acting out. The kid was doing some bad shit, and the police had to stop him, and that's how they stopped him. Like, a lot of those things, those sorts of decisions are made very, very, very last minute in a lot of confusion, and, you know, that's what they decided to do last, you know, in a hectic moment.
He has a history of behavioral problems at school.
There's been 3 times where they've called the police on him.
Mandy says twice before.
3 times? You're fucked, kid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Common criminal, like, your kid's 8 years old and he's had the police called on him eight times? That's not normal.
Three times.
That is not normal. Your son is a common criminal growing in progress.
Yeah, he's going to turn out awesome.
Four officers talked her son down. She wonders, why not this time?
And I think the officers made a great choice that day in choosing the pepper spray.
Aiden is seeing a doctor.
Yeah, because I got, like, anger things.
But he's not on medication. As for his anger issues,
it's just who I am. I think it's not ever going to go away.
All right, well, get used to jail now, you piece of shit.
Oh my goodness, that kid, like, when he's talking about it, he's smiling, like, yeah, I got these problems. They're never going to go away.
Except, I'm only 8 now, they can't throw me in jail yet, but in 10 years, here's a career criminal right there.
I don't know, it just kind of seems like the mom's not doing anything. But I don't know.
I don't know.
She didn't really talk that much, but she was mad about what the police did because he's only 8 years old. 8 years old is almost preteen.
No.
Just imagine when that kid is a teenager. Holy fuck.
Holy terror. That's what he's going to be.
Yeah. I would get him on stronger drugs.
He's not on any drugs. She mentioned, like, the mom has not put him on any drugs.
That's what they just said, that he went to the doctor and he's on medication.
Oh, he's now. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess he wasn't before, but, well, hopefully.
I don't know. Like, what would you do if that was your kid?
I would,
I would spank him.
Yeah. I'd punch him. No.
I would, you know, put a dog collar around his neck.
Yeah, I would, yeah, I don't know what you do with kids like that. Is there like a reset switch you start over?
That's called murder.
Murder and then pregnancy. Okay, well, maybe that's not a good idea.
No. No. I think, that kid needs to see a psychologist or something. That's basically...
I have anger things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's aware that he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Honestly, like, psychologist and medication would be, like, the only option.
New Zealand.
Let's talk about that movie you watched last night.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's kind of the same. That little kid end up...
No, I think the kid in this previous clip was more of a...
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other kid just was wanting... The kid, we watched this movie last night called This Is England, which I'd never heard of before, but I listened to this other podcast called Vinyl Countdown, and two of the hosts mentioned it, and they described it in a way which sounded kind of awesome, so I decided to roll the fucking dice and see if it was actually on Netflix in Canada, and it was. Holy balls. I didn't have to download it illegally.
Holy balls.
Holy balls. And yeah, so...
Who says that?
I say that.
That's the first time I heard you say that.
Holy balls. Holy tits? Is that better?
Yeah, I like that better.
All right. Holy tits. It was available on Netflix Canada, which is surprising because a lot of things aren't. So we watched it. It's a movie called This Is England. It's about a group of adolescents in 1983 England. Growing up, they have to be skinheads, but not the Nazi racist type.
Except for one
dude who got out of jail and just kind of fucked everything up.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a really good movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vinyl Countdown.
Thank you, guys. So anyways, what was... Oh, yeah, this clip here.
New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand. Holy shit. This New Zealand has an airlines. And, you know, the flight safety things where they do the little spiel about...
You know,
do your...
buckle your seatbelt. Find your air mask. Put it on first before you put it on your partners or your kids.
Put your shit under your seat and stuff like that. I guess, you know, I've heard the thing a million times on every flight I've been on too.
Yeah, I just fall asleep.
You fall asleep. Yeah. Well, I think it'd be hard to fall asleep to this one.
Kia ora and welcome aboard this Air New Zealand flight.
Before we take off, would
you just say this is...
What's Do they
gonna,
get naked?
What's going to follow is 100% real. And,
I'd like to run you through a few in-flight safety exercises.
The only way is... Hi, everybody. In the next 3 minutes, we're going to work hard, work out, and get you fit to fly. Let's go! First, let's stretch it out and lose that baggage. Stretch it up to the overhead locker or slide it under the seat in front of you. Stretch and slide. Yeah! You're a giraffe! Now it's seatbelt time. When the seatbelt sign comes on, buckle it in. Grab, click, pull. Grab.
So, yeah, Richard Simmons, who's famous for, sweating to the oldies?
Yeah.
And being Richard Simmons, apparently was hired by New Zealand Airlines.
That is such a fucking awesome idea. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
If you had to like fly New Zealand Airlines often, this would drive me fucking nuts. I would just want to...
Okay, but I don't fly that often, so...
All right.
The occasional time that I do fly, I'd be like, oh, when's the video coming on?
Would you...
I like Richard Simmons. I think he's awesome. He has such a positive attitude, and he's just like...
And it's
like,
not...
I want to be friends with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if you're friends with...
Except I would just, like, I would recommend that he wore... pants when I hung out with him, because those shorts are really short. I don't want to see any jump.
If you were friends with Richard Simmons, I would not be friends with you.
Oh, fuck you. You don't have a choice because we're married. But you don't have to hang out with us at the same time.
I would just go for a beer by myself and go, call me when he's done.
Why? Why?
He is annoying. That is why.
You don't think he's fun?
No, actually, on the contrary, I think he is so not fun that whenever he comes on the screen, I feel like punching myself in the fucking face. In fact, I can't think of anything less fun than watching Richard Simmons tell me to buckle up in case the plane goes down and I die. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Ugh.
You're a party pooper.
Click pull nice and snug, low across the hips, but not too tight. And to undo your belt, just lift the flap. No sweat. Remember, you must follow crew instructions and light a sign. If your oxygen mask drops down, it's time to take a breather. Pull it down over your nose and mouth, pull the elastic tight, and then breathe normally. And remember, put your mask on first before you help others. Don't worry if the bag's feeling a little flat. The oxygen will flow automatically. Okay, now for the
All right, I'm done with this thing.
No, I want to watch the rest.
You know what? We're not going to watch
the rest. I want to be on that plane. That plane has fancy lighted squares on the floor.
This thing goes on for about...
Oh, it goes on for a long time.
For a yeah, too long. I'm going to be posting a link. If you feel so inclined, you can watch it yourself.
That's what I should do. I should get a Richard Simmons workout tape.
Oh, jeez.
And then you can listen to it all the time.
Oh, jeez. Wow. I thought you loved me, Rochelle. Why would you ever do that to me?
Okay. He is the perfect personality to when you don't want to work out, but you have to because it's healthy. You know, like, he's the perfect personality to motivate you into doing it and make you, like, feel good while you're doing it. Don't you think?
No.
Okay, well, you're silly.
I'm silly.
You are silly.
I'm not the guy wearing the short fucking shorts.
Well, you should be, because they would look better on you than on him.
Yeah, they would, but that's besides the point.
That will be your next birthday gift.
Oh, my goodness. Should I get
shorter shorts?
Should I go as Richard Simmons for Halloween?
Yes.
All right. Done.
You got to grow your hair out, and then I'll perm it.
I would rather just wear a wig and be done with it.
Okay.
And like super short shorts, whatever the fuck he wears.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, that's a good idea. We'll make a mental note of that. And Halloween is...
Your legs are going to freeze, though.
Well, let's hope that Halloween is not super cold. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, yeah. So Richard Simmons is being awesome.
He must be pretty old by now, too.
Hey? Yeah. He's been at it since, as long as I can remember, like the 80s. So,
yeah.
Yeah, go for it, Richard Simmons. Keep on doing your thing. All right. We got a couple more things we need to talk about. Judge gives juror indefinite jury duty, meaning...
For life? They can do that?
Apparently this judge can, after she makes racist remarks on a questionnaire. An incensed federal judge sentenced a racist Brooklyn woman to indefinite jury duty on Tuesday after she trashed the New York Police Department and minorities. This is an outrage, and so are you, the judge told the woman, holding up her bile-filled juror questionnaire. Juror number 799, they don't give out her name, an Asian woman in her 20s who says she works in the garment industry, was up for jury duty in the death penalty trial of Bonanno crime boss Vincent Basciano. Asked to name three people she least admired, she wrote on her questionnaire, African Americans, Hispanics, and Haitians. All right.
Wow.
Okay. When the judge...
That question, I would assume that it was like...
About a person.
A person. Like, not a culture.
Like, you know, least admired Hitler.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm...
Stalin.
Stalin. Et cetera, et cetera. When the judge asked why she answered the question that way, she replied, "You always hear about them in the news doing something."
Wow.
Hold on.
She just said doing something?
Something. Usually, well, I'm guessing that she's implying, like, by something, a crime.
Yeah.
She also declared that all cops are lazy. All cops are lazy, claiming that they sound their sirens to bypass traffic jams. You know, if I was a judge, I'd also give her indefinite jury duty.
Oh, my goodness.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Taryn Merkel requested that the woman be disqualified from the case because of her inappropriate comments. The motion was granted. She's coming back today Thursday and Friday, and until the future when I am ready to dismiss her, the judge said. So,
what he's just trying to teach her the way that is normal or something?
He's trying to teach her some sort of lesson.
Yeah,
that's fine. But yeah, I guess everybody can be a racist, not just white people. Seems.
Well, that's just a given.
Yeah. Well, if you were the judge, what would you have done?
I don't know. I don't know how I don't know how that stuff works. I don't even know what indefinite jury duty means. It's just like,
basically you're coming to be jury
for life.
No, until I decide that you're not going to. So he's not going to keep her there for the entire of her life, but probably enough to, to disrupt her life a bit. That she'll.
I just don't know exactly what that would teach her, because then she would just be seeing other people who are in court and doing bad things. Like, she needs to be shown people that are doing good things as well. Do you know what I mean?
Here comes a judge.
I would hate to be a judge. That would be like the most pressured job ever. That's the reason why they just wear underwear underneath their gown.
Yeah, but it looks so fun on Night Court, Rochelle.
That's a TV show, man.
That was a great show.
Everything looks fun on TV. I Judge Judy, like that, I think that would be fun. She was just like, you're a fucking loser. Get a fucking job. Shut up and sit down.
Judge Rochelle?
Yeah.
You think you could, you think you'd be a good judge on one of those types of shows?
I think so. I think I'd be good at it.
All right.
Because I can see both sides of the story. But I can also figure out what's right and what's wrong.
And you can be a hard ass if you need to be?
If I have like security, like hot security guards, like maybe the guys from Prison Break as my security.
Oh, here
guards.
You go again.
And then my own chambers.
You are sentenced to 6 hours of foot rubs for the judge. You are sentenced.
You know what would be funny if the court, like Judge Judy, if it wasn't really real, but it was like punishment court. And so you sentence them to like, you are sentenced to 6 strong spankings by the Prison Break guys. Like stuff like that. You are sentenced to 3 lashings on your bare bottom. That would be awesome.
With a Hot Wheels track. Which do hurt like a motherfucker.
What, you got your bare ass?
Not my bare ass, but like me, when I was growing up, me and my friends would like take the tracks and we'd just fucking whip them at each other. They fucking hurt. Like, like the flexi, like Hot Wheels tracks.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's, but.
You could even do like, you know how they used to have shootings or whatever? What did they call, like, when execution from a gun or shooting or whatever? Like, you know when they like line a whole bunch of dudes a gun and then shoot the prisoner?
Yeah, execution, yeah.
Yeah, what it is just called execution?
Firing squad. That's what you
You could have like a firing squad, but they're paintballers and they just fire at you. Like that could be one of the, I can think of so many good punishments.
But instead of a paintballs, it's a bunch of Nerf guns.
No, Eric, it has to hurt a little bit.
Those things can hurt a bit. Not that much.
Yeah.
Not at all. What am I talking about?
No, like, it's not like you're walking away with scars or anything.
You're just kind of annoyed. You're like, fuck off.
Yeah. That'd be such a good court. I want to do it.
Here comes the judge. Judge Rochelle. Dun, dun. You.
And I'll be the sexy slutty judge.
What's under my robe? Titties!
Nice.
You don't have a gavel. You just go take one of your boobs and just slam it on it.
Oh, that's gross, Eric.
Actually, that would hurt.
And it would hurt.
It'd be worse.
That does not look hot. Slamming your tits down on a table.
Worse if I was the judge, because I wouldn't have a tit.
You know what I would have?
I would have to slam my thing.
Your dick down, yeah. It's called a dick, not a thing.
My gavel. On the
No, I just get one of those, like, you get like a dildo with like, and use that as like your.
There's a thing. Oh, you did get the black rubber fist. Just bang.
Oh yeah, black rubber fist. Those.
Because wasn't like I remember. Didn't somebody do that at the Christmas party?
Yeah, that was one of the gag gifts at the Christmas.
Yeah, was someone somebody like slamming it on the table like a gavel, like a hammer? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a fine judge. Weird.
What would you do?
I would be the bailiff. Except, if I was the bailiff, you would somehow, for some reason, all the uniforms would be like police uniforms, but they'd be like really, really short shorts.
And
sleeveless.
Nice.
Because
and they all need to be held together with Velcro, so they're easily torn off.
Because the judge designed them that way. I'm the judge.
Bailiff, come here. Rip the shorts off.
Yes, judge.
You're fired.
Go to my chambers.
And then for intermission, there can be like the little mini strip show with the bailiffs.
Well, your court would be awesome.
I know. It would be so much fun.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm totally.
We should do this. I don't know how.
Make this happen, people. All right.
Anyway, now we just gave all our good ideas away to other people, and they're just going to do it.
Come Halloween.
Fuck.
It's going to be like a bunch of, like a whole army of people dressed as Richard Simmons. Yeah. And next week there'll be like an awesome court show just like we described.
Yeah.
But without us. Oh, well.
We'll just wait. Copyrighted by Tip Tap Tip.
Yeah, we said it. Well, the reward with this show is after all this serious talk, we just got really fucking stupid. Right?
Yeah, but both is fun.
It's a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah.
Here's a note. No show on Sunday. Rochelle's at her book club meeting.
Sorry.
It's just one of those things and stuff.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you already say that part?
No, I did not say that part.
We already talked about the t-shirts. They'll make your tits and your pecs look hot. Go to the store, look at the top of the page, and buy some shit. And then, you know, like, tell your friends about the show and stuff, and people that you like, and people that you don't like.
One thing we didn't mention.
Just, like, tell everybody and stuff. Get it tattooed across your chest or on your butt cheeks if you want, and then people will wonder. And then you'd be like, yeah, this is a podcast. It's awesome.
One thing we didn't mention, we usually do during the middle-ish of the show, is that if you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us, info@tiptaptip.com, because that's where you send stuff. Whether that's a funny thing that happened to you, whether you're telling us that we're pieces of garbage and we don't know what we're talking about when it comes to women's issues.
Or night court. If you guys want to find, if you want to do night court with us, give us a call.
We used to have it.
No, we don't have a voicemail. Send us an email.
Yeah, info@tiptaptip.com. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
All right, talk later. Bye.
Bye.